Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team wrapped up the 2019 half of the season in fourth place in league play. The record of 6-6-0, and then an overall record of 11-8-1. How do you feel your team performed in that first 20 games of the season?
Kind of mixed results, I guess, Kelly. I thought we didn't get the start we were hoping to, and felt like we could get just based on our opponents and just the group coming back. But again, I credit the group. They're resilient. They kept battling, and we found ourselves at 3-8-1 going into a huge series down at Mankato, and I thought from that point on we've been pretty consistent and played some pretty good hockey, and it put ourselves in a really good spot here going into the last 14 games of the regular season.
8-game win streak coming into this weekend. Of course, this is non-conference matches against WCHA opponents, the Minnesota Cup. First of all, how much does that streak mean to your team coming into this weekend?
Well, you know, they haven't really talked about it. You know, we know it's there. It's the focus has really been about today's game. I think it's great that we have the opportunity to play in a tournament. But at the same time, it's against WCHA opponents. And our last 14 are all going to be against teams in our league. And we know how tough all those games are. So it's going to be a battle. And certainly today's game is going to be no exception. I'm sure both teams want to advance and play in that championship game tomorrow. So, we had a nice break. Sometimes when you're on a roll like that, you'd like to just keep going. But I think in reality, everybody was ready for it. And I give the group credit for staying focused through that series at Union. And obviously got to go into a break feeling good about the way they've been playing.
The Minnesota Cup is 2 years old. This is the second year of it. What do you like about the tournament?
I like the fact that it's rotating around to a different host each year. It came out of necessity with North Dakota pulling the pin and all of us trying to find more non-conference games and without the burden of having to travel out east. And this was a great there's five schools in Minnesota that play in the WCHA, and it gives four of them an opportunity to play in a tournament. Again, just because of the quality of every program that's in this league, we know that it's going to be a really prestigious tournament to play in, and obviously hopefully to win. So, great way to start the 2020 portion of our season. We've had four good skates going into today, Kelly, and I know the group's anxious to get back on the ice and play.
And I've had a lot of people ask me if and when Bemidji State will get the Minnesota Cup. Do you know what year that would be?
You know what? I've seen it. I can't remember. I know Mankato's hosting next year, and then obviously either ourselves or St. Cloud have it the following year. And I guess I'm just not 100% sure if they have it or we have it. And again, if an eighth school is added to our league, it'll be interesting to see if we stay with this. Because again, you're as fun as the tournament is, you're playing. You're going to be playing teams for a fifth time, and obviously there's a chance of playing more than that if you wind up in the playoffs. So. For sure it's either in 2 or 3 years.
Looking back on December, Lauren Bench was named WCHA Goaltender of the Month. Three wins last month, 1.33 goals against average. She has won six consecutive games since going back to November 22nd. Just how well has she performed for your team this year?
Outstanding. That's a very well-deserved honor. And again, anytime you win a Player of the Month award in this league, that's saying something. And obviously got a little greedy, felt that any of our other players that were nominated, whether it's offensive player, defensive player, rookie, certainly had a really good month as well. But she's been the backbone, and you obviously need good goaltending in this league. And if you're going to have success, it certainly starts there. Just to see that's tremendous, because when she plays with a lot of confidence and has confidence, she's a very, very good goalie. And no question for us to keep keep climbing the ladder and starting with this tournament, we're going to need good goaltending. And she's, if she keeps playing the way she has been, she's going to give us a chance.
St. Cloud State is the opponent you'll face here first in this tournament. They are winless against WCHA teams. What kind of challenge does that pose for your team?
Well, the past records don't mean anything. It's a new year. I'm sure, again, that from their standpoint, this is a new opportunity to start 2020 fresh. It's a tournament, and we know they're a good hockey team. Outstanding forwards, outstanding goaltender. We just talked about goaltending, the importance of that. Pluzny's been really, really good. They have a very, very dynamic set of forwards. A lot of them, I'm not sure if you can pronounce their names or not, but they've got some tongue twisters, but they're good hockey players. And so, again, it's a new year. It's a, it's a, they're going to be ready to play. And our, you know, our challenge is going out and playing the way we need to play, and that's what our focus is going to be on.
Well, their December Rookie of the Month was Clara Himlerova. She's from the Czech Republic. She's a freshman, scoring 13 points for St. Cloud State. What have you seen on her on film?
Very dynamic. Great with the puck. Good around the net. Deceptive. Again, just a really, really smart hockey player, and a player you have to be aware of when she's on the ice.
What does your team need to do to get a win here today?
I think our start will be important for us. I think if we can get off to a fast start, it's been a while since any team has played a game. So if we can come out hard on our toes and play with pace, hopefully get them back on their heels, that'll certainly help us.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the post game and go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.